Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I mean, it says it all right there in the song, y'all.
It does say it all, doesn't it? Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another season of our favorite show, The Basketball Wives After Show.
Here on AfterBuzz TV, absolutely. Yes. Basketball Wives is back. AfterBuzz is killing it. We're doing it. What's going on? Jason Carter here.
Hi, Jason.
Hi.
Rebecca Prince back for another season.
I mean, can we get a round of applause for Rebecca Prince, everybody? Yes. Hey, where's my sound effect? It's okay. Next week. Basketball Wives LA. Rebecca?
Yeah, Basketball Wives LA. We're back. Season 4, episode 1.
Okay, so first of all you AfterBuzzers, you know Basketball Wives was the breakout hit of BH1 for like 4 seasons. I mean, we were waiting on bated breath for the return of the season because it's been over a year.
And we didn't know necessarily if it was going to come back. Things were up in the air. People were leaving the show.
Absolutely.
And then luckily enough, you know, Shawnee O'Neal, Power at B, decided to bring the ladies back for one more time. And she's also sort of making a little twist with adding a couple of the cast members from Miami.
Basically, what Rebecca is trying to say after Buzzers is that it's Basketball Wives LA Hunger Games, okay? It's like everyone for themselves. We got LA, we got Miami, they're together on the West Coast now, and it's going to be really cool to see in this season the dichotomy between the two girls because, you know,
Miami are the originals. They, you know, sort of set the precedent for everybody, and like I said, Shawnee O'Neal is sort of the HBIC.
Absolutely.
So if it wasn't for her, we would never have any of these other franchises.
Also, what Rebecca's trying to say, if it wasn't for Shawnee, these chicks would not have jobs.
Very
There would
true.
Be no check to cash.
Except for Drea, because she's killing it with that mint swim.
Right. I mean, the fashion line tonight in the premiere was... Let's talk about it.
Show.
So, look, hit us up on Twitter. You can find me at JDC Forever. Tweet us your thoughts on the after show using the hashtag AfterBuzz.
I think it's BBW is what the Basketball Wives hashtag is.
We're going to make our own, though.
Okay.
We can do that.
AfterBuzz BBW.
There you go.
Easy, simple.
Okay, there you go.
Easy
so
to remember.
So run the list of who came back. Who are the queens? The queens, the divas, the stars that have returned for season 4.
The returning Basketball Wives this year are, of course, the crazy ass Jackie Christie. Within the first 5 minutes, I'm like, what is she wearing? I thought we were over this, but apparently not. Mm-hmm. She's back with a vengeance. You have Drea, of course, Malaysia, and Brandy. They got rid of Sunday Carter and
The Hobbit. Not Hobbit. Not her name's not Hobbit.
Name?
What was her name?
See, that's the problem.
Okay,
right there.
And the short one.
Brynn,
yeah.
There you go. If it wasn't for the country, I never would have thought of that. So you have the returning ladies, and then, you know, we watched the whole episode with those four ladies sort of coming back in and catching us up.
Got it.
And, you know, now we're sort of seeing what's happened in the last year. Malaysia, who was with us last year, right here at this very table, she's now going through a crazy, painful divorce.
Right.
Drea seems happy and focused, and Jackie is trying to get her friends back, which seems like
par for the course. Yeah,
like,
you know, business as usual in the land of Basketball Wives. And speaking of Malaysia, I tonight watching the episode, first of all the ladies look fantastic. I've never seen so much fake hair.
Minus Jackie.
In my life. Those girls, that hair was laid. All of them had, like, lace front or whatever. They looked amazing. Congrats to whoever does your hair and makeup, if it's not yourself. But, you know, Malaysia... She, I think out of all the, besides Drea, out of all the females on the show, Malaysia's been the most open and the most telling and been the most, genuine to me. Because her life's an open book. She's not afraid to talk about, you know, there's no shade, there's no hidden agenda with her. She's a God-fearing woman. She said, I'm from Compton. She is a little ratchet, but that's okay. We all have a little ratchet in us, you know?
She's not ratchet, though. I think she's just, that's where she's from.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's part of
growing up there,
right? Where you are.
Sure.
But she came in here last year. She was really sweet. We talked about sort of, you know, the stuff that even happened on the reunion where she did come at her husband husband on Twitter over some stuff, and she apologized during the reunion. But now we see that she's just, like, super done with the situation, and it sounds like cheating obviously played a pretty big factor, because she said she left with nothing and that the next bitch could keep,
everything,
you know, the handbags and the shoes. And it's just, it's, you know, it's sad to hear. They seemed like a...
like they were going to make it.
Most people, yeah, like they sort of had their stuff together. She talked about balancing being a mom and a wife and, you know, trying to have a business as well. So right. It was like, it seemed like things were going well, but obviously, you know.
There was trouble in paradise, and now that hurricane has landed ashore.
So we have another lady that's assumed to be an ex-basketball wife. Well, maybe they should change the name of the show.
Ex-wives of basketball players.
Ex-girlfriends,
ex-thoughts of basketball players, ex-girls that were in the bleachers at the game watching the girls that are really married to the dudes. Because, like, when you read the captions in the lower thirds for some of these girls, ex-girlfriend, a former basketball player that hasn't played in, like, years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like they're reaching to find talent.
It's rough out here. Sometimes you gotta grip onto that and just hold on.
Well, it was nice to see Drea. First of all, are we fans of Drea? I would say we're hella fans of Drea.
I'm 100% team Drea. If you're gonna divide the group and you're gonna go Jackie on one side and the rest of the ladies on the other, I'm going with the rest of the ladies.
Yes. Yeah. I like Drea too. Ooh, excuse me. Had the burp. Drea, really in a great way. First of all, the quality of the show has really, they've stepped it up. Things are looking a lot better. The way they're shooting, it's a little bit better. It's more, of a soap opera kind of feel, ish.
A docu-series.
But it was really nice to see Drea successful, like, killing it. That fashion show looked amazing, handling business.
Yes, I mean, I'm not trying to shade her. The fashion show for a New York fashion show during Fashion Week was a little janky, but I'm proud of her, you know? For her audience and whatever, who's, you know, the people buying fine-ass girls, yeah, it came together really well. So I'm happy to see her doing well, and I'm happy to see her sort of, you know, she seems happy, she seems in good spirits, and, you know, if you follow blogs and stuff, you know, her personal life right now seems a little tumultuous, but we can talk about that later. But it's good to see everybody back, and, you know, everyone's dealing with the issues and the repercussions of what happened last season,
in
and
Paris.
Can they be repaired? And then you also do, you know, in this first episode, we get an introduction to the newest cast member.
Megan.
Yeah, Megan. And it's actually a reality crossover because she is a former Bad Girl Club member. That could be really, really bad.
Bad, right. I'm like, it's just like, we're just going to go to another really bad reality show and pick one of the most bad characters from that show and put her in the mix. Let's see how this works. I swear, it's like Hunger Games.
But not only is she in the mix, she's now Jackie Christie's little sis. So
yeah.
It's like you already have the master manipulator, and now she has a pawn from, like, a crazy show.
She has a minion.
I thought they were sort of stepping away from, like, violence on VH1, and that's why Evelyn Lozada didn't want to come back and all this stuff. But I feel like with an ex-bad girl, like, it's bound to get physical.
A headbutt is waiting to happen after Buzz. But, you know, okay, Megan, the thing is that I love, okay, you know, reality TV, Rebecca, they have to, there's a story. Someone creates, it's scripted reality-ish.
There's an A story and a
B story, right? Okay, so Megan, you know.
Is the B story,
right?
This line.
And she is like, I'm crazy. I own my crazy. That is a red flag, ladies and gentlemen, that she is like going to infiltrate the group and be like that plague that Malaysia's trying to run from. All season.
It's true. I mean, she does seem like she's coming in there. She doesn't really want to claim Jackie as her friend to the other ladies, which is a shady way to start the events, especially since, as Drea said, you know, we all know what everybody's doing at every minute of the day via social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can track people. You know who they're hanging out with. And that's how she knew that she was friends with Jackie. So now to come to an event and sort of approach all of them
and be like,
separately,
hey,
and be like, I don't know anybody.
I'm new to LA. This is my first time in Los Angeles.
And her face, I don't know. She doesn't have that look that you're like, oh, yeah, I trust you. I believe
Brandy called her. Brandy's like, I don't trust her.
Yeah.
And Brandy. Brandy looks great. You commented that Brandy's body was on point.
Yeah, Brandy looks great. Although she seems to be going through some personal stuff, too, which I also think we're going to see play out on the season. And Man, being a basketball wife, I guess it just means that infidelity is part of, you know.
Isn't that sad?
Is it par for the course?
I mean, clearly, but I feel like that's the message that these ladies are saying, that, you know, like, you, it just comes to the territory, because Brandy says, you know, it's lonely. She says it's lonely. Like, you know, you have all these girls, all these jersey chasers that want my man, but then at home, it's just, it can't be happy. No matter how many Birkin bags or Louis Vuittons or anything that you can purchase, nothing is as priceless and real and valuable as true love and true commitment. Jackie Christie.
I mean, somehow the craziest one out of all of them.
It's buried the longest, yeah. But I, you know, tonight, Rebecca, I felt, and AfterBuzz, I'm sure you, if you watched the show, I kind of felt, even Drea said it, I had a little soft spot for Jackie. One reason, because I work out with her at my gym. She's there all the time. So I'm like, hey, Jackie. But, like,
maybe he'll gym talk her back into the studio, because we've had her here once before. But the audience, you guys were not happy with our interview. You thought that we took it too easy on her and didn't call her out on her BS. And now I think we are at the point that you kind of can't ignore the BS.
So, right. It's
unless prevalent. She was willing to be honest, I don't know if I would want her.
But I feel like Jackie gets points with me, because she, it's really awkward to be the villain, one. And then to walk into places where you know people don't like you, or you know damn well they ain't checking for you, and still be like, hey, how you doing? You know?
Well, that is a side effect of crazy. And we appreciate it, but it's the same thing. You know, we're four seasons in. We've seen Jackie do this almost every season, where she creates enemies with all of the ladies, and then she does sort of, you know, sad puppy dog her way back into your life, only to then cause a bunch of other crazy nonsense down the road. So for me, I'm at the point, I get where Malaysia and Brandy are coming from. It's like, I'm sort of done with her. I've washed my hands. Yes, she is good drama, but at the end of the day, is it worth it?
Right. Sure. You know? Sure. Well, Drea thought it was worth it, because Drea met, you know, Jackie wanted to apologize to Drea for Paris, what happened in Paris, and they meet up. And yeah. Drea, you know, Drea's like, but see, Drea, the thing, okay, first of all, Drea was public enemy number one for a couple of seasons, okay? And
it looks like it's gonna go that way again this year, judging by that season preview.
Right, but I feel like public enemy number one with her people on her team, though, on her crew that were, you know, part like that, were kind of in her corner. But we'll touch on that a little bit later. But she meets with Jackie, and they, you know, Jackie says, I owe you a huge supreme apology for what happened, what went down. And it's just like, okay, I mean, I feel like Drea has this, can't let her go.
Well, I think Drea is trying to let it go and be the bigger person, but one, for me, at the same time, it would be nice. Like, I appreciate when someone who has, you know, done something wrong owns up to it and acknowledges it. It doesn't change the past, but it's at least like, okay, we can pretend that there isn't an elephant in the room and that you didn't do all this nonsense. So I do think that Drea deserved that apology, and I do think it was good of Jackie to do it. Unfortunately, I just still don't think it's coming from the right place.
Right.
I think it's just coming from a place of Jackie knowing that they're taping again, and she doesn't want to be excluded, and she is the older lady on the cast, but she still wants to be in the mix with these chicks, you know?
And that's what's always, what hasn't set with me from the first season until now, is Jackie. Jackie's in her 50s, I think. Mm-hmm. And these are women that are 20 years your junior that are still hot and popping. Not saying that women in their 50s cannot be hot and popping, because I love a cougar. But I think but I think that Jackie, it's like, girl, like, you know, go deal with your cognac. Make your cognac business and keep it moving,
or
you know?
Doesn't she have any other friends that are, like, maybe her age and won't sort of get into the, like, drama and the nonsense that she sort of stirs around? I mean, I don't know. It seems bizarre. She does. She has a successful marriage. She likes to do a lot of different things, but yet it's always like she always has time to make trouble.
Right.
That is her number one occupation. She's like, I am a jack of all trades.
I am a certified troublemaker. I will ruin your life for a price.
For a price and VH1 paycheck.
Absolutely. Well, the thing is, though, you know, like we said, this is a blending of two different mm-hmm. camps. So because the basketball-wise Miami, those girls, I mean, they're a whole on a whole other level. I mean, Shawnee O'Neal, Tammy Roman, who we've seen through the years with
the
MTV.
OG,
they are
the OGs.
All we need is Jennifer, what's her face, back and Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer, blue eyed Jennifer. Yeah, I don't need her back. I don't miss her. The only person who out of you know that Shawnee
Susie?
And Tammy, no, the Queen Bee, Evelyn Lozada.
Right.
She, you know, she was like the heart and soul as well of
and
basketball
fierce,
wives,
and fierce.
You know?
But she got headbutt and said, "I'm done." I know. But now she's on Oprah's own. Now she's on OWN. So good for her.
Yeah.
But
and we'll talk about that later too.
Yes, but you know, we see the season's going to be a blending of both camps, and it's funny because you have Shawnee O'Neal, who is the queen. And even in the opening credits, I love, it was just like, really? Shawnee's on, cause I always felt like the Basketball Wives LA was like the, okay, we watched that, you know, fine, we'll watch that. But like Miami was like the flagship, you know?
Yeah.
And you see Shawnee in the credits, I'm like, okay, cool. But you have Tammy Roman, who is alpha female. Don't take no kind of mess. I cannot wait to see how her and Jackie Christie get down.
I honestly don't think, I feel like for whatever reason that they might not have as many issues with Jackie because they are sort of from like, you know, like Tammy's, you know, Tammy's not super young herself, but I'm sorry, I don't want to sound
no,
like
I
ageist
understand.
Or whatever, but you know, I don't want to say she's closer in age to Jackie, but probably, you know, they've been around
right.
a little longer. They're
Absolutely.
More relatable
sure.
to, you know, Shawnee and Jackie. So I don't know if they're going to beef with her. I think they, as we saw a little bit in the preview, I think Brandy, I mean, because Brandy is very, I like her, but she's very outspoken, and I don't always know if...
she goes left real quick.
Yeah, if it's always necessary to take it to that extreme, and I think that for Tammy is not going to go over well, because she used to be like that.
Right.
You know, Tammy wins 0 to 100 super quick. She's been in all these, you know, she's on this marriage boot camp show. She's been doing all kinds of therapy and
yeah.
meditation. So I don't know if now at this point she's going to sort of be able to tolerate someone who is maybe very similar to how she
used to be. Right.
Yeah,
it's like
her old
right,
self.
Right. Because, you know, it's like, you know, it's like drinking around alcoholic. They could digress to drinking with you, too. You know, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really excited to see how that plays out. And also, one of the things I've noticed on Basketball Wives that people have also brought to attention online is that Shawnee is never, ever in a compromising situation where she's being accosted or, you know, like, they don't.
Yeah, that's the perks of being the executive producer.
She's like, I
you
will not.
You call the shots. You tell them what's happening. Or even if something does go super left when they're filming, she's not going to include that if it doesn't make her, you know, shine the light in her best favor.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm excited for this season. I was kind of like over it after a little bit because of the lull. It took so long. I was like, oh, I guess I'm done with Basketball Wives. It's done. I've moved on to Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta, New York
and Hollywood and New Mexico.
And all the good stuff. But now Basketball Wives is back and it seems like it's going to be good and it's in our city. So hopefully we'll be able to have a lot of the ladies sort of stop by the studio.
Sure.
Because it's nice to hear from them. You know, my friend Keisha, as you know, had been on the show a few seasons ago. So it's nice when you sort of get to hear things from like an inside perspective and it's not always just what,
salacious
what came
and,
off the editing
right.
room floor. So it's going to be crazy. And I think this season also with like Malaysia and the divorce, I think we're going to see a lot more of her than maybe we ever did before. Because I feel like she was always very reserved and maybe it's because she felt she needed to handle herself in a certain way, being that she was one of the few wives
that
on the
was
show.
Actually a wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. The one thing that also caught my attention is when, you know, Jackie's obviously very interested in making amends with them, and she said she would do whatever, and that Malaysia wanted to go on a date with Doug, and that was, like, her terms or her conditions for making up with Jackie. Like, why do you want to go on a date with
I
Doug?
I think, you know what, that's a pretty interesting way of saying, okay, on my terms, this is going to happen. I don't think it's that far-fetched, though, but you can tell from the preview that Jackie is probably a mixture of emotions. She's probably puzzled, bewildered, and a little jealous because, like Drea says, here is this freshly divorced, beautiful Vix bombshell that's 20 years, you're probably 15 or more years your junior, that's still hot and popping.
Yeah.
And obviously, the men in the NBA have an issue keeping in their pants.
Well, Doug seems to be the one exception, and I don't think that that'll change at all. But I'm just curious as to why that would be Malaysia's, condition. Like, I know you want to irk her and get under her skin, but like, what? At the same time, I wouldn't want to go out to lunch with somebody that I'm, you know, that I don't have an interest in or want to like connect and have a conversation yeah. with. So it's like, I hate small talk, you know, just in general. Like, why would she want to do that? Just for fun? Just to get a rise out of her? Because then, are you sort of, you know, she's always prided herself on holding herself like above the fray. So are you lowering yourself now to get that dig? Or is it just sort of like, whatever, I'm out here, I'm going through stuff, and I'm going to act however I want to act.
Well, it's going to play out. We'll see next week or this season, because that's a very good question. That's a very, very good question. You guys hit us up on iTunes. Tell a friend. We'd love to hear from you guys. Also, leave your comments on YouTube, because it's really, really interesting to see how you guys interpret the show and what you think is going to happen. A lot of YouTubers and AfterBuzzers have a lot of possible inside knowledge to the show that we may not have. We love hearing about that, so let us know. I'm just glad.
But just be nice. No cyberbullying, please.
I know, cyberbullying is so 2014.
It's like, you know, be nice. Everyone's just here for fun, because we all are fans of the show. Let's be nice.
Yeah, be nice.
Life lesson. So what else happened that was interesting on the show?
Okay, so one of the things that these reality shows are doing is they have like this melange of different people that are introduced. Like, we saw, what was the girl with the teeth? The friend, Carly.
Oh, Eddie Curry's.
Right.
Eddie Curry's ex-wife. Curry's wife.
Yeah. Yes. And,
that was kind of a weird introduction, too, because she was, like, kind of there.
And that was it.
And she walked up real, like, said hello to Malaysia, but then nothing else sort of came of it. Like, is she going to be returning on the show this
right,
season?
Right, exactly.
Or was that, like, a one-time, oh, we needed someone to come to this catered event?
Right. So we'll give you a good day rip. If the craft service is right, I'm there. In addition to Jackie Chrissy's crazy. I love all her businesses, but Megan's business about, she has a panty line, and Jackie's like, well, don't you sweat down there? Like, and I was always like, Rebecca, like, is that a thing for women they buy panties based on, like, the breathability of...
I mean, you know what? Everybody's different. Obviously, as we saw on the show, most of the ladies don't wear panties, underwear. So they think that a panty line is a terrible idea. But I don't know. I mean, everyone's different. I guess... You either want something that's comfortable or cute and sexy. I feel like those are the only two sort of...
You can't get them together?
Comfortable and cute and sexy?
Yeah.
No, not likely.
No.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Well, we'll see what kind of panties this girl is going to make. Maybe she can send us a batch and I'll try them out personally.
Absolutely. Poor Megan. I feel like Megan's going to be Jackie Chrissy 2.0 this season. And the thing is, too, we in the preview, we see that, like you said earlier, that she's not really claiming Jackie as her own. So we have to find out what her agenda really is then. They all have an agenda in some way, shape, or form. So this Megan girl seems kind of suspect.
Yeah, like, was Jackie her in, and now she's realizing that Jackie is not part of the cool kids, and she's, like, trying to do what she can to sort of slide over to that cool kid table? I don't know. I didn't realize she was from the Bad Girls Club, and I feel like... You know,
it's all
those
bad.
Chicks are crazy. Like, this is really going to be something, you know, this is going to be something. Because she was like the ex-girlfriend of a basketball player. Yeah. She's not even
Kendrick.
In a relationship.
Kendrick. Well, she likes, let's see.
Kendrick. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting addition.
I'm gonna Google. AfterBuzzers, let us know who was she really the ex-girlfriend of. And I would be so embarrassed to be on the show and be like, I was the ex-thought of Michael Olakajalolo Kalulambi. You know what I'm saying? They always have these screwed up names. Like, why would you claim that? Like,
I guess unless you're like the ex of like Michael Jordan or something, it's like not, you know. He's like a friend, you know, he's a superstar. He's Michael Jordan. Like, that's someone that you're like, oh, that's his ex-wife. But she doesn't need to go on the show because she got $150 million in the divorce settlement. So she's like, yeah, I'm good on this.
Yeah.
It's all these younger girls that are grasping.
Grasping the Jersey Chasers.
And I feel bad because really, too, like, when you think of it, the only person who seems to really have had a successful business spinoff from this opportunity
is Shawnee.
Well, Shawnee, but also with Drea, with the clothing line and the bathing suits. I mean, right. I have to say, she's crushing it. Not only that, she's been in a bunch of movies. She's been filming a bunch of stuff, working as correspondent for different entertainment news shows. So she's been smart about it, and she's making this work for her. But I don't know. I think you just need to think, if we didn't know if this season was going to come back, what are these ladies, how are these ladies going to use this platform to do something or help them move forward?
Or more than that, that's a fantastic question, Rebecca, but more than
my headphones are falling off.
More than that, though, a lot of women in news and entertainment have spoken out against VH1's portrayal of having these shows on because they're really, I mean, VH1, I remember a time when VH1 was the other music channel that played the music videos your parents like, Michael Bolton, Amy Grant.
Like easy listening.
Yeah, glorious adult contemporary. Now, Monday nights on VH1 is the most ratchet ghetto television ever, and we're loving it.
Oh, yeah, because Love and Hip Hop's on
TV. I mean, yes. So, with that said, though, your question was the platform that they're going to use from the show. And it would be really nice to see these girls, especially Malaysia, do something against violence or, you know.
Because, yeah, that story, I mean, we didn't talk about that. In addition to her divorce, she's still dealing with the death of her brother.
Yeah.
I knew he had been shot and killed. I didn't realize it was a police shooting.
Police brutality.
And her brother was unarmed. I mean, it's just another example of the craziness that is, you know,
that still exists in our world.
That's the one thing that shows you that this is a real show and it is a reality show, because there's things like this that are affecting our nation day to day, and it's actually being featured on
right.
VH1.
Well, then they're revealing, you know, they're revealing and they're becoming more relatable.
Because you always want to reveal to your audience.
And become relatable, because that equals what? Ratings. but no, really, seriously, I wish that, you know, like, I just hope these women can find a way, because I think Evelyn has found a way to really circle around and make whatever bad happened to her into something positive. Like people, like she wrote like 3 books already.
Yeah.
She speaks, you know, at councils and stuff like that. So I think that if you're going to have Shawnee O'Neal, I may be wrong, and I'll do my homework after Buzzers, but I've never heard of Shawnee O'Neal going out and talking to young females and being like, hey, you know, you want to be a successful entrepreneur, blah 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 blah. But shows like Basketball Wives really are not portraying black females in a positive light.
Yeah.
And yet we still watch. Why is that?
I don't know. I was asking people, I was in Comic-Con yesterday and I covered the Entertainment Weekly party, and we were asking everyone, you know, binge watching is so popular these days.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you guys binge watching? And Ashley Mattaquay, she used to be on Revenge.
Yeah.
She was talking about how, you know, her favorite thing to binge watch is Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. She loves Jocelyn and Stevie J. But, you know, there's a part of it. It's like, yes, it's not the most positive portrayal, but you can't help but watch it because it's so bad that it's a train wreck.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like, if you don't have that drama in your life, you need to get it somewhere else, and that's far enough away that you can get it. And that's sort of, I feel like, what Basketball Wives is too, because really, when you think about it, I mean, even myself growing up, I played sports, I love sports. I always thought I wanted to date a basketball player, or it'd be so cool to, you know, marry a basketball player, all this sort of stuff. And then as you watch shows like this, you meet people who have been in these relationships, you sort of realize, like, that necessarily isn't something to strive for. Don't get me wrong, not all athletes are bad guys. You know, it's situational, but it kind of depends what you're looking for. And I had this conversation yesterday. A girl's like, I want to date a basketball player. I'm like, why?
Right.
You shouldn't ever want to date anyone based on strictly their profession. You should want to date them because
they have great personalities.
And you like them, and they treat you well.
Yeah, I mean, and some of the basketball players these women date are fugly. I'm like, really? But, you know, to each their own, beauties in the eye of the beholder. But listen, Drea, Brandy, Jackie, Malaysia.
Now, before we wrap up, I just want to do, like, a little Holly Hoop scoop.
Okay.
Because, you know, like we were talking about Evelyn. Evelyn has sort of, you know, she decided not to return this season. Now she does have her own show, Live in Lazada, mm-hmm. on the OWN network.
Good
with
her
daughter.
Shanice and their new son.
Yeah, Leo. And she also just revealed on the show, which premiered this past Saturday, that she is pregnant.
But there's complications.
Yeah, she's not sure if she's going to miscarry or not. So, we still have, even though she's not on the Basketball Wives show, we want to keep up with her and know what's going on in her world. Because she was, you know, like Tammy and Shawnee, she's an OG. She made the show what it is.
And we love Evelyn. Evelyn, the reason why we loved Evelyn so much is because she was ride or die hard. She loved hard and fought hard.
Yeah.
And she was stunning. But,
and then we also, lastly, we got to talk about Drea, because Drea has been in the news a lot in the last week. Her and Orlando, we've seen the ups and downs of their relationship throughout the seasons. As of right now, on the season premiere, she said things are really good between them, but last week, you know, they called off their engagement. He said, apparently, well, he didn't say this, but apparently he found dick pics of another athlete on her phone, which is why he called off the engagement.
Yeah, penis pics. Ooh.
Everybody, that's why you delete them. You get them and you delete
them. Or you Snapchat them, duh.
But, so it's going to be interesting to also see Drea's journey and how their relationship sort of goes this season, because it's starting on a high point. And obviously they broke up. They took a break. He proposed in a big way right around the corner at the Sherman Oaks movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
it's
they're
a wrap.
Broken up. And she said she was part of a circus and, you know, that he was making her look stupid. So what is going to, are we going to get the real scoop? Are we going to see what happens with Drea in Orlando? Or is it going to, are we going to be left at the end of the season knowing the outcome, but not really knowing what
how it unfolded? Who knows? Well, let's pray to the basketball wide LA gods that this happens.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
yes. Hallelujah. But I'm just excited to see when the Miami crew comes in, how that oil and water is going to, because I mean, those are it's going to be so good. So juicy. This is why we watch for the drama. There you go.
This is why we watch. Well, yes, like Jason said earlier, make sure you tweet us or comment on YouTube and iTunes, download, tell a friend. We'll be back here next Sunday.
Yep.
Same time, same place, and talking about our favorite show, Basketball Wives LA. So
yeah, until next time, you guys.
Thank you
so much for watching. I am Jason J. Carter. Find me online on Twitter, JDC Forever, and also on Instagram at Jason Carter Official. Deuces.
And you can find me on there at Rebecca Prince TV, guys. Thank you for tuning in.
See you later. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.